Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, April 8th, 2008. The Israeli army attacks Gaza, killing one and injuring three others, while in the West Bank, Israeli settler kills a Palestinian boy. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Medical sources in the northern Gaza Strip said that a Palestinian man was shot dead by the Israeli army gunfire to the east of Jabalia refugee camp in the northern Gaza Strip. The sources said that two other Palestinians were reported injured as a result of the Israeli shooting. Witnesses said that on Tuesday morning, at least 30 Israeli tanks rolled in early this morning into the eastern parts of Jabalia refugee camp to the north of the Gaza Strip. Witnesses added that the tanks opened heavy gunfire towards the residential homes with no injuries among inhabitants reported. Meanwhile, Palestinian resistance groups fired several homemade shells into nearby Israeli towns in the early hours of Tuesday. The Israeli army's sporadic gunfire over the past several days has claimed the lives of at least five Palestinians, including a young child, and wounded several others in different parts of the coastal region. Also this morning, the Israeli army forces stationed near the southern Gaza Strip town of Khiz'a opened heavy fire towards residential buildings. Local media sources reported that the Israeli army took prisoner Ibrahim Abu Rouk, a 65-year-old farmer, from the town after wounding him. In the West Bank, Palestinian medical sources reported on Monday night that a 15-year-old child of Salem village near the northern West Bank city of Nablus was killed after a settler rammed his vehicle into him near the Alon Moray settlement. Medical sources identified the child as Sharif Ishtiyeh. He was crossing a bypass road with his sheep after herding them east of the village. Witnesses said that the settler fled the scene after killing the child and five of his sheep. Meanwhile, Israeli online daily Haaretz reported that the child was hit by a bus heading to the settlement. Salem village residents stated that the child was the third Palestinian to be killed by Israeli settlers driving in the area in the past year. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Fuad Azir and Hassan Bannoura.